You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
Donald Trump arriving in the arena to make the case for his wife. Now, this is a party gathering to make the case for him, but that is not a universal desire in Cleveland, not by any means. It is, however, the purpose of this convention. And with the ballast of politics weighing on the big figures in the Republican family, many of them are lining up behind him, like the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, who a few days ago was assured that he might be the vice presidential nominee. I asked him what Trump had to do now.
Well, I think he has to reintroduce himself to the country. I think that Melania will help. I think Eric and Don Jr. and Ivanka will help. I think he has to give a speech on Thursday night that communicates that he can be presidential, that he has a vision for America's future, and that he's a person that most Americans can trust in the Oval Office.
It's easy to divide. It's hard to unite.
Well, yeah, but that takes leadership. Leadership can unite or divide.
Well, what does he need to do?
He needs to do what he's doing. Mike Pence was a great step in the right direction.
What does he need to say on Thursday to make this
happen? He needs to explain who he is in a way that most people feel comfortable that he could be president.
What's the problem he has to overcome then?
This is the first genuine outsider ever to run in his very first race, beat 16 other people, many of whom resent the fact that an outsider who didn't pay his dues is winning. I mean, it's just genuine citizen politics.
It's Andrew Jackson, isn't it?
It is Andrew Jackson, yes.
Exactly. What lessons do you draw from that?
That people are really pissed off. Did you cover Brexit? Did you cover the Iceland presidential election? Did you cover Austria?
What you're saying is this is something that can't be turned back.
This is a worldwide phenomenon.
Newt Gingrich. They do have a problem at this convention in that many of the party's once fabled figures, all the Bushes, Romney, McCain, aren't here. They're not Trump men and never will be. Mind you, Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York, is firmly on board, an old trooper who's still ready to give the crowd everything that it wants.
There's no black America, there's no white America, there is just America! What happened to it? Where did it go? How was it thrown away?
He did get them going. The fight over the convention rules, which caused a lovely flurry in the afternoon, was soon forgotten. This is a convention not about rules, but about belief. When I spoke to Rudy Giuliani afterwards, still wiping the sweat of his speech from his brow, I got the true message. What is it that will make Trump win?
The fact that he's a leader and America wants change. And he will bring us jobs, and he'll make America, once again, the leader of the free world. We are now a weak country being pushed around by Putin, the Ayatollah, and Islamic terrorists. We're being attacked in the streets, and we are being put in a position where we're pretty close to anarchy. He will change it.
What do you say to those abroad who don't trust him in foreign affairs, who don't believe what you're saying, and they say, look, you know, he scares us. What do you say in response to that?
They didn't trust the greatest president of the second half of the 20th century, Ronald Reagan, and he turned out to be our greatest president. I know Donald Trump. He will be the president they want, and a president who is a leader of the free world, not the kind of weakling that we have now in the White House.
The former mayor of New York. Whom do you believe at this juncture? Those Republicans who believe absolutely that Trump has an inner momentum that will take him to power, or those who think that he's a disaster for his party and doomed to lose? The most interesting thing about this convention is that neither side, pro-Trump, anti-Trump, has much idea of who's right.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.